Daf Pei Vav. We're on Pei Vav. Four lines from the top.
Cool.
Lamanda Amar Tei Nechor. So today's share will be learned the Ilan Ishmat Matisyahu Menachem Ben Yaakov. So we said yesterday that this Tana here had a problem. He had a bug in his flesh. He told him, go shep a bird. The blood will fall into the concoction, and then the bug will leave. The bug won't like that. No, he didn't mean to shecht it. He meant to kill it without shechita. If you kill it without shechita, then there is no kizedah. Well, you can do one of two things. Either you can make it into a trefa, or you can do nechor, which is like shechita without, it's killing it without shechita. Pulling, ripping, whatever the word nechor means. So, the Gemara was now busy. Why did one say one and one say the other? Why did one say make it into a trefa and one say make it into a nechor? Ulamanda Amar Tzei Nechor, my time, Lo Amar Tzei Tero. Why did he say only specifically that and not the other one? Not Tero. V'chita ema kasavar shechita she'en eruya shema shechita. Really, he holds that shechita she'en eruya is shema shechita. V'ha Amar B'chiver Abba Amar B'yochanan Re'e Rebbe Dvar Shalom Shema B'kisei Adam. And Rebbe agreed with that, that the halach is like Shema B'kisei Adam, that what? And that's why he made that the Lashon Chacham in the Mishnah. That's the majority opinion. Right? Therefore what? According to Rebbe, if you shecht an oaf, that's Taruf, and a chayav kisei adam. Why? Because shechita she'en eruya is lo shema shechita. So then why didn't he say go Taruf? Why didn't he say that? Lo mi baya, I didn't have to tell you that. Obviously, why the shechita she'en eruya lo shema shechita? Avol tzei nechor. However, nechor ema ein shechita lo mina Torah. Really, mina Torah, there is no shechita's oath. This was a rejected havamin that we had many times. V'nechira sazui shechita so, and nechira is valid. Vili boy kitzui, and you should require kitzui adam kamash malan. Therefore, it says kasher tivitzicha. Okay, now. Umi nafa le yaniva b'kitnei. Is that even possible? That a bug fell into the flesh? Could that even happen? Why not? The Amar Avin bar Abba, the Amri la Amar Avin bar Shava, Misha'alu b'nei Hagola. When the b'nei Hagola came back to Eretz Yisrael, as Rashi points out, this is not Ezra Nechemya. The later Tanoim. Right? Rashi says, first skinny line, Lavan she knesa gizdola k'amar. We're not talking about those people. Ella b'hanach doros achronim, later generations k'amar shetkilu lilkos b'nei Eretz Yisrael b'yainam u'b'pishtan b'nei shetkatal adoros. So the wine, the pishtan sauce, they get ruined in Israel. U'bishalu b'nei bavel l'kan shay chassidim pasku kan adaro. And when these chassidim came back to Eretz Yisrael, it all stopped. All the negativity stopped. Why? Because they were so great. Back at the Gemara, they were not chassidim; they were tzaddikim. Rashi, chassidim means tzaddikim. Pasku hazikin. What's tzaddikim? Comet? How do they treat the tzaddikim? What? Meteors, the meteors stop. As I said, comet. Hazavos, the earthquakes, haruchos, the hurricanes, haraamim. Raamim are lightning and thunder. Below hichmet yenam, the wine never got sour. Below laka pishtanam, and the pishtan never got ruined. And everybody looked at Reb Chiya. He was such a type of person. Anyway, so how on earth did he have Reb Chiya? How could the same Reb Chiya have bugged in his flack? He's the very person who stopped it. Now the Gemara is going to give an unbelievable answer. So the Gemara answers. I know. Listen to the answer. Ki mahanya zuchasaihu a'alma. When he held for others. Adidhu lo. Not for himself. He doesn't help for himself. You know what? That's old news. Very common. Ki davihuda marav. Lamihuda marav. B'chol yom v'yom. Baskol yotei tzvo meret. Every day. Baskol goes out. What's the purpose of the baskol? I don't know. But meret and it says, the whole world has food because of Chanina Bedosa, my son. The Chanina Bini, and he has nothing to eat. Die lo bekatz korvim be'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. He has enough of the carib to last him from Friday to Friday. That's all he eats. The whole world has food. The whole world has. He doesn't have. So what do you see? But he couldn't ask for himself. Couldn't ask. So what do you see? That it's open. Taka, what's kind of hard one, right? So the Torah's Chayav says like this. Really, really, really the whole door deserves to have famine. The whole door deserves to have a famine. Right? That's really the way it was. However, he's such a tzaddik, Hashem said, you know what? I'll give the famine to one person, and then everyone else is off the hook. Right? In other words, he'll escape with exactly. Really, the whole world deserves to be, well, only him. He's the one who deserves the least. He's the biggest tzaddik of all. Right? So why does he have it? He has it because that's exactly what it is. He's the scapegoat. I'll make him suffer. He's a tzaddik. Could kill us anyway. Tzaddik anyway. And everyone else has food. That's one answer. The Chachmas HaMitzafun, I don't know who that is. It says something amazing. It says, why didn't Chilim Benotin daven? After all, he's the one who said, when it was raining, he says, Hashem, I'm in the street now. But all of a sudden it stopped raining. And he's the one who said, and when he got home, he said, I'm home now. It started to rain. Right? So what, doesn't he need food? So why didn't he daven for food? Why didn't he daven? That the Gemara says he was greater than Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol has to go to Lufnai v'Lufnim to daven that the rain shouldn't, first of travels going back from all the regal. And he never walked down the street. It stopped raining. So why didn't he daven for food? The answer is unbelievable answer. So why didn't he ask? Why didn't he ask? He asked for rain at one time. He regretted it. How much damage I caused because I wanted it to stop raining? How many crops didn't grow? What happened to that hour? No crops grew. What kind of damage did I cause? Oh my God. Hashem gives me what he gives me. I'm not going to ask and then it's going to hurt other people. An unbelievable verse. Of course he could have asked. Of course he could die, but I'm not going to give him food. I'm not asking. When I ask, all I do is hurt other people. I don't know the cheshbonos. I don't want to get wet. If he had no crops. He regretted it. Kind of level he regretted it, he wouldn't do it. Right? Unbelievable part. Okay. Right, it's very interesting. Right. It happens sometimes. Right. Okay, next. That was a nice little detour for 5 minutes. Now we're back to Kisei Adam. Like I said, such fundamental things in mitzvot are in Kisei Adam. Here we go. Cheresh Shota v'katan. Cheresh Shota or katan. Sheshachtu. That they did a shechita, the acherim rowin osam, and somebody's watching. What's the halacha we'll always call it a cotton, because it's easier. If a cotton's doing a shechita, someone's watching, it's a good shechita. We had that in the first daf in the mesachta. It's a good shechita. Therefore, chayav lachato. Therefore, you have to kisei adam. Why? It's a good shechita. Beinan lebein atman. You did it by yourself. In other words, the cotton did it, nobody was watching. Then, pata bilachato. You don't have to. Why not? Because you've got a good shechita. Nobody wants it. You're a 9-year-old boy. Exactly. That's why the donkey said that. Exactly. The chayin le'inyan also has beno. Same story with also has beno. Sheshachtu, if you shech, v'achayin ro'en osan, and others are watching, asr lishchor achreya. Right? You can't shech, the boy shech, the mother, and people are watching, so it's a valid shechita. You can't now shech his daughter. Why? Also, that's for now. Lebeino, lebein atman. But if the child's by himself, nobody's there, that's a machloket. Rav Meir matir lishchon achrayen. Rav Meir matirs it. Why does he matir it? Because it's not a valid shechita. So it's like a daughter on its own. So there's no issue of also that's for now. Rav Meir, I'm sorry, v'chachamim osrin. The chacham atman. Why do they answer? The bar is going to ask why. The umodim, but the chacham agree. Sheim shachat. So you go ahead and you do shach. Sheim so forgets harboyim, because you don't get malchus. You don't get malchus. Why don't you get malchus? Says Rashi. Dasra safek ki. Dasra safek. Ask the Rishash. Dasra safek. Dasra safek. It's also yes, but no safek. The question is, what did the boy do is valid. So the Chacham Achoshes, maybe it's a valid shkita. It's a valid shkita. You can't check the mother. Why? Because he did a valid shkita. Maybe the cotton is valid. Right? That's why he says, don't do it. Because maybe it's valid. Maybe he did have the right kavanah. Maybe he did it right. So because of that suffix, don't check the mother. But that's raw suffix. Not a raw suffix. It's badai suffix. Right, so they change the gear. They don't say hasra suffix. They write, what do they write? They change it to say abira suffix. Not hasra, it's abira, it's abira suffix. Okay. Exactly, that's our suffix. By the way, if you check that, what? What? No, but let's say a whole hasra suffix is good hasra. It's still suffix. Right? Because the suffix is, did the boy do it right? Did the cotton do it right? Okay. The Rabbanan, Maishna Reishna, Delo Pligi, or Maishna Sefi De Pligi. What are the Rabbanan sheet to hear? By Kitya Dan, they agree with the mayor. That what? That it depends if the boy was being watched or not. And how come by Oso Biesbino, the author it. What did they do by Oso Biesbino? Yeah. And by Oso Biesbino, they argue on Rav Meir, and they author it misafik. The Gemara says, Reisha, I am reading Chayav on Lachatos, Amri Shechita Ma'al Yitzahi, because maybe in the Reisha people are going to say that it was a good Shechita, the Asil Amechal Meshechita Hatzan, and then people are going to eat from this 9-year-old boy, open up a butcher shop, say, Panami, Kivin the Ka'am Rabban and Asil Lishchar Achreim, since we're not allowed to shat the mother, Amrinan, people Achreim, after the boy did it, Amri Shechita Ma'al Yitzahi. People are going to say it's a good shechita. The asu lemichshal lemeicham eshechitatan. People are going to eat from this boy. The Gemara answers, say for Amri, right? The reason why in the sefer the chachamim said it's asur, right? I'm sorry. The reason why in the sefer nobody's going to make that mistake is because Amri they're going to say bishra de lo kon bayalei. I'm not hungry now for meat. The Gemara says, "Reishanami Amri Lanaker Chaseru Hutara." People are going to say, "Well, maybe he's going to do Kitzer Dam because he wants to have a clean yard, not because of the mitzvah." Shachar Ba'ashka Ma'echel Lemerson. What if you shach me in the garbage dump? Well, you need a clean garbage dump. That doesn't make any sense. Bal Limloch Ma'ikel Lemeimar. Come to ask Bezdin the Shaila. What's going to be? Rashi says, "Bal Limloch means LeBezdin Haroe Sheshachto." Bezdin, you saw. You go to Bezdin. Tell Bezdin, "Look, I just saw." Haroe Sheshachtu, I saw a shechita being done, v'adam megula, and the dam sitting there exposed. V'omar, chlom ani chayev l'chatos? Do I have to do kisei dam? V'anu omrim lo, kasei. And the Bezdin will say, yes, go do it. Omer believo she shechita. Obviously it's a good shechita, v'ashim l'mecha, come to eat that. Right? U'tai mecha, according to you, say v'nami bo limlo, ma'ikul ha'neimar. So what about also Bezdin? They're going to ask Bezdin the same question. I just saw a 9-year-old boy shech the mother. Can I now shech the son? El Rabbanan, really, you're right. Akula milta pligi. They argue on everything that the Rav Meir said. The Nafil El Rav Meir ad demasik la milta v'hadar pligi alei. They wait until he finished his story, then they argue. So they argue on the ratio also. So Rav Meir, they're why? If they're chosheish, maybe what the boy did is good. Rav Meir's not chosheish. Since Rav Meir's not chosheish, there is no kitzei adam, and there is no issue of also b'yetzino, and the chacham achoshes. Therefore, the machmor is in everything. If the 9-year-old boy does kitzei adam, if the 9-year-old boy does the shechita, you have to do kitzei adam. Why? Because the mayor is not choshes. The mayor is not choshes. I'm sorry. Therefore, if the 9-year-old boy does kitzei adam, a shechita, you don't have to do kitzei adam. But why? Because it was certainly not a valid shechita. The chacham achoshes, maybe it was. Therefore, you have to do kitzei adam. Ah, he doesn't say that in the Mishnah? Right. Because they waited until Rameir finished, and they argued on both points. Same thing goes with Bezbino. Points for Rameir is nothing. Therefore, you can check the mother now. Ah, the boy is checking the baby, but that doesn't count. Why? Because it's not like the boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Correct. Right. Correct. Let's say God said on its own.
It's not checked.
So that's definitely his point. If it's not checked, To Nevela.
He's going to say that right now. Bisham or Rabbanan L'chumra.
I didn't say that. The Rabbanan being machmir. They're afraid.
El Rameir, my time up. Why is Rameir so makel?
The answer is,
Amar Rav Yaakov, exactly what Mamati's point, Amar Rav Yochanan, Mechayev HaRabiyam, Shekhazah, Mishom Nevela.
Rameir is to eat that, Mechayev Nevela. I, the Shechita, that's not a cool hero. It's as if it dropped dead on its own. That's exactly, therefore, if an animal drops dead on its own, you're not allowed to check the animal's mother that day? Of course you are.
There's no such a level like that. Therefore,
does that go what Mayor said? I have no shyly here, no suffix at all. This animal is nothing. This shechita was zero. It looks good. Looks like a shechita. Simanim, right, with kavanis and all the segul.
No, zero. Why? He's a 10-year-old boy. No. Because you know why? That's only if it's a valid shechita. Here, it's as if it dropped dead on its own. Right? No, maybe it is a valid shechita. So mitzafek, we're going to tell you, don't check the mother today. Wait till tomorrow.
Exactly. They have a suffix. They're not sure. They're being machmer.
Same with kids, they're dam. The boy shechted the animal. All right, to cover the dam. Why? Mitzafek.
Rebbe says you don't have to. It's not even a suffix.
What chefta? I didn't take that. He said chefta. So I asked to Michael yesterday, I said, is there any other mitzvah we're going to have later that I do shechita? And then I get a phone call.
And you walk by, and you see that kisidam is required. Or talacha. Let's do it. Any other mitzvah? I walk by your house, and I see you don't have the mezuzah. I have no chiyuv to put up a mezuzah in your house. It's not my business. I have no chiyuv like that. But when it comes to what? When it comes to Kisi Adam, I have a chiyuv to finish your Kisi Adam.
Yeah, but that's fine. I can give you Musar. I don't have to do anything.
Here, I have to do it. Right? So what do you see? So Michael said, what about Nila? If a father, that's really, the chiyuv from the boy. But an 8-year-old boy can't make his own bismillah. So therefore, the father's the shliach. So the father doesn't want to do it. So Bezdin will do it. The neighbor can do it. That's different.
Once it becomes 13, you gotta do it yourself. And you don't know how to do it, so have someone do it for you. Right? You don't want to do Kisi Adam, so appoint a shliach.
But it's the chiyuv on you. So that, what do you think here? Kisi Adam is not on the animal. It's on the world. It's not on the person who did this. It's on the world. The shochet gets first crack. If he doesn't do it, then you have to do it.
That's a very different way of looking at a mitzvah. Any other mitzvah like that? Very different way of looking at a mitzvah. I couldn't think of another time we find such a thing. You know? I couldn't think of another one. He come to bed. Where did he walk to bed? Did he tell bed? Look, I just saw Kisi Adam. I just saw Shechita. There's no guy doing Kisi Adam. The guy went away. The sugar went away. Should I do it? And bed says, yeah, go do it. We're going to have a submission later. So it's actually tomorrow's mission. Tomorrow. My timer. So what's the reason for Reb Meir? I'm a Rebbe Ami. Hoel. Rove Maaseyin Mikol Kolin, right? Since Rove of the Maasim of a child are Mikolkol, right? Therefore, it's zero. No Shechita at all. Okay? Look at Tosfos, second Tosfos, right? Hiksha Harav Shmuel Miverdun.
Right. Shmuel from Verdun
asked the following question. Rabbanan, my tamayu.
So what do the Rabbanan say?
Rove ma'aseyim betukanim?
The rove ma'aseyim of a child of good? Is that what he's saying?
In Cain, ye mutu le'echel v'shchitasam.
So why can't you eat their shchita? Why can't you eat it?
But also, hashochir achreihim, amayin osofi gesar boy.
Then why doesn't someone look at Malkus?
The E plaga upalga, if it's 50-50, half the boys do it right, half the boys do it wrong. Im Cain, Samoch Paga de Mikol Kol the Chazaka the Omer the Cheskas Isser, the Israel Mechsam Bitukanim, Im Cain, Mudalushkarachwayim, Gam Nitzchaiba Shitasam, Mishum Nevela.
What Tosfos is saying is what the Gemara is going to say in a minute. You have 50-50, right? Now,
there's a Chazaka,
and every animal it's not edible. Right? Because every animal in the world, when it's alive, is Eber Menachai. But as a chazaka, it's not edible. Every animal is a chazaka, it's not edible. When you do shechita, you remove the chazaka. So here, you have 50-50. 50% of the boys do it right. 50% do it wrong. But there's a chazaka that it's no good. So that chazaka will increase the 50% of no good and turn it into rope. With 50% mess up anyway. Right? The Gemara is going to say this in a minute about Rebbe. 50% mess up anyway. 50%. That's what it says. Now that Rebbe says, is that Hoshesh? Why? Because most kids blow it. But what are the Chacham say? If the Chacham hold most kids don't blow it, so why can't you eat it? And if the mayor hold, if you're almost 50-50, sorry, not 50-50, but more than 50-50. Why? 50% bacha. Then plus the fact that you have a chazaka that's no good anyway, you already have more than 50%. So what do you have? You shouldn't be able to touch it anyway. You shouldn't be able to go near it. So what's going on here? So Tosfos answers via Shlomar, no! Don't get so, you know, Tosfos does that all the time. He sets up a straw man. Well, which one is it? Is it this or is it this? The answer is neither of those. The answer is the Mesapkalu Rabbanah. The Rabbanah had a suffix. They have, the whole thing is a suffix. He wrote Maaseh Mikol Kolad. He wrote Maaseh Mitukanim. They don't know. What's the average kid? The Hashta Lo Mahanya Chazaka Midi. So the Chazaka doesn't come into play at all. Now, Ulur Meir Pshit Delay. Rameir had no Shaila. The Rov Maaseh Mikol Kolad. Rov Maaseh are blown. Okay? You hear that? Now, no good? Of kids. Now, Vim Tomar, Afal Gafter of Maaseh Mikol Kolad, even if they hold Rov Maaseh Mikol Kolad, Nikol Makom, Rameir, Kivin the Chayesh Lemiyuta, Rameir's Chayesh for me, right? Am I lucky, Mishum the Vela?
Why don't you say that maybe this is from the Mir? Not everyone messed up. Maybe it's a
meat. Mayor's chai for me is. Right? The meat's good.
Maybe the meat's good.
Beishlomar. The samach achazakal the rov mikulkolin. No.
Here's what Tosfos said. Mayor holds rov bacha. And plus the chazaka. That's no good. That's not edible anyway. But every man achai. What do you have? You have a super meat.
Super meat is not interesting. The habile miyuta de mutukanin miyuta de miyuta.
For extreme need, or maybe not. When you put all these factors together, how many are good? That's a very small number.
Right. Well, so we had a principle. We had a principle. Rov mumchin. Who else is going to go there? Unless you know the halacha, then you have a kabbalah, and you learn. Who else is doing that? What? That doesn't work for kids, right? No, it's anybody adult.
No.
Most adults, yeah. If you walk into a butcher's house, hey, Martha, here's a knife, go do shechita. The chances are you're going to blow. But you don't know that luck.
Yeah.
But no.
Majority of adults.
Correct. So, but the point is that's a built-in chesaret in kids. Kids are not bar dat. The building going new shots in 7 years old. I'm not talking about kids like that. Right? That's my focus. And Rebbe the Chacham. The Chacham say, well, I'm poshish for the building going. Rebbe says, no. Rov bacha. Right? Okay. Next. I'm a little papa, the Rebbe Braid of Yeshua. I'm a little Rebbe Braid of Yeshua, or papa, my ear, you rove. What do you mean rove? Hafilumi is nami. So Rebbe are chavish lemiuta. Rebbe is choshish for the miut. Therefore, samoch miuta lechazaka. Put the miut next to the chazaka what?
The chazaka that all animals are not kosher, they're not edible.
The Israeli ruba. And then the ruba becomes ruined.
Right? And by the way,
we have such a precedent for this. It's not. Tinoch, shinim, sabatan, itza.
Tinoch doesn't mean a bee. I mean a child, a little boy.
Your little boy walks into the house and he's holding dough in his hand. It's how Rashi learns. He's holding dough. Ubatak viado, Rameir Matahir.
Rameir says that dough is tahar.
The chachamim mitamim.
The chachamim know it's tamim. Why is it tamim?
But they should darko shel tinok l'tapea.
Because where do kids play? They play in the street. They're touching shrubs and they're touching who knows what. Right? Therefore, there's a very good chance that a chachamim, like a 99.9% chance, the child is tamim. Why? Where was he? Just for the past 2 hours outside. No doubt he touched the sheret. And I told him, go. He told his tummy.
The Amrina, my time is a mayor.
Why does the mayor say it's not time?
Because Kasavra mayor, Tinobos Metapkin, right? Tinobos Taka Pusik, Beard Ametap. You have the, some kids don't do that. Right? The East is there, the Cheska Tyro method. This, though, we don't know anything about it. It's a Tyro. Right? It's Garden of a Star. What happened to it? We have no idea. So there's a miyut. There's a miyut that are not tame. Not every single kid goes to the garbage store. Some don't. Plus, you have a miyut. Plus, add on to that miyut. Add on to that miyut the fact that this dough was a cheskas tahira. Because we don't know otherwise. Samuk miyutu lechazaka. Take the miyut, combine it with the chazaka. I'm on a debate now. It's really ruba. Turns into a rope. You hear that? The Gemara's answer is so brilliant, so passionate answer. So the Gemara answers, if Amru b'safek tumul atar, Amru b'safek itzel lehetzer? Yeah, I will say that by tumah. I'm not going to say that by isurim. Why will I say it by tumah? Well, Rashi explained and Tosfos explained, because by tumah we have rules. Tumah in Rishus HaRabim is tahar. I'm sorry, safek tumah versus Rabim is tahar. Why? Because it's learned out from Sota. The rules of tumah don't match the rules of Suffolk. Right? Suffolk don't write the L'chumra. Suffolk, Tumah versus Rabbim is L'kula. Why is that? Because it's a different world. Don't compare apples and oranges. So by Tumah, Rameir will say that by Tumah, this dough is Tahar. Why? Because it happened in public. It had a Ches Kitaira. And plus there's a meat. All these legal things, all these halakhic things. Before you know it, it's tar. By Isurim? We don't say that by Isurim. By Isurim, we have general rule. Holich acha haro. Right? I'm sorry. Suffolk the rice of l'chumra. Therefore what? What was the question? Therefore, since, what? One second. Therefore what? So therefore, why is your mayor going? That's the question? Therefore, the only reason why Rameir holds that the shechita is zero is because Rov kids mess up. Right? I told you, it's the famous story where the father and a mother are in the bedroom and the mother's pregnant. And by the way, it also goes in that when it's tumah she'eni is elishal, tumah that you can't ask about, also we make a tumah. So the story with the father and the mother in the bedroom, and the mother's pregnant, she's like 8, 9 months pregnant, and they hear a baby crying. Father goes back to sleep, wakes up in the morning, and I heard a baby crying. The baby came out, the father went back in. We have a rule that came in, you see a blow of blood, right? So they came to the rabbi. There's two questions here. Number one is she need them. It's a tumah question. Right? Number two is there a baby here? Let's be sure in it. They're born two different rules. One goes by row, and one goes by, well, you can't ask anybody. She was sleeping. No one to ask. So you see, there are times where Tumah and Isurim can be, it needs a classic example. There's Tumah and Isur all rolled into one. Now, is she Tame? Can you touch her? Right? So after the touch, that's because of Tumah, that's because of Usur. So is she Tame? Number one. And number two is she Usur? It needs a classic example, you have two things all rolled into one. Normally, you don't have that. Neither is the only one. It is. It's both. It's both the same person. So how do you judge that? That's one of the reasons for Kasama. You can't have a situation where a woman will be Tahora and yet her begotten are Tmeya. You can't have a situation like that. Sometimes, for Sira. People can't handle such a thing. Regarding this, she's not allowed. She can, though. But not her begotten. I mean, that's crazy. Therefore, they make Zayr, so she's going to be the same as her begotten. Why? It has to be consistent. Just goes to highlight that you can have one person having two things. And that's what the Gemara is saying here. You can't have a situation where by Isurim, we're going to apply the rules of Tumah. The different rules. That's why Rameir said the dough is good, but he would never say the Shechit is good. Why? Because Rove kids mess up. Okay, next. How are we going to finish that today? All the actions are number B. Horror Rebbe Kiramayer, Rebbe held like Rebbe Meir, Behora Rebbe Kechachamim. And they all thought the Chachamim.
So we have two statements that contradict each other.
Haimanayo Bachrisa, obviously, which one did he say last? Tashma, the Rebbe Abba, Braid, Rebbe Chia, Bar Abba, Rebbe Zrit, Dera, Habikaimu, Bishuka, the Kisri. They were standing at the entrance of Pishchad, the Bein Midrasha, right? Nafak, Rebbe Ami, Ashkechinhu, Rabbi came out. Amalek, Lafamino, Luchu, Beitam, Bein Midrasha, Lo, Fakim, Rabbi. Didn't I tell you that when you're in the yeshiva, don't stand outside? Why not? Dilma, Ika, Inish, the Mr. Chalei Shmaitzav, us, maybe somebody needs to ask you something, and you're not going to be around. It's going to be a problem. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Shema lo tehei brura hashmur lo osam shebethnim, lo hashav lishol. Maybe there's no one to ask. Maybe there's no one to ask. V'im ha'ishim sham, ha'ishim omer mosa, and if you would have been inside, they would have asked you. So don't stand outside. Ask the Tzferes Yaakov, what are you talking about? And what if they're home? But they can't go home? Because if they go home, it could be that someone has a shiloh and they can't answer. Right? What if they go home? He gives an unbelievable answer. He says, remember what he said. He says, he says that like this. No, we're not talking about people inside. We're talking about people outside. Someone has a shiloh. So where's he going to go to answer a shiloh? To the yeshiva. He walks by the yeshiva, these people outside. I don't want to go in. There's no room. I can't answer my child. No, sit. What? No, they're outside. Who are these people outside? What are they doing outside? Exactly. Why are they hanging out outside? That's what's going on here. Others say that the reason why you shouldn't be outside is because Rabbi Rashiman was, you have to disturb the, you're a child. You know the guy outside knows the stuff. Why is it inside? I don't know. Or if they remind me, they're outside. You're gonna destroy. You're gonna ruin the concentration of the whole base of measures for you to go from your back seat outside. No, stay inside. So they have a question. They come over to you and ask you. Either way, it's a little bit difficult. Anyway, exactly. That's exactly what he meant. You don't have to stay there all the time, but don't be outside. Right. So Rav Zera went back inside, and Rav Abba went home. So Yosef become a boy lay. Hi, Menai Rachvisa. So they had a kasha. Which one's last? Which one did Rebbe say last? Amalahu Rebdera. Ah, I wish he wouldn't have gone home. Lo shavikton li the shaila l'taba. I wish I wouldn't have gone home because he would have known. You know why? Dilma shmiya lebe avua. Maybe he heard. Rebbe Abba heard from his own father. The avua minei Rebbe Yochanan. And Rebbe heard from Rebbe Yochanan. That what? The chiyah of Abba calls lost nemer kamahadal tamuzek. Went to Rebbe Yochanan. Because every 30 days, he's the chazan told all learning with Rebbe Yochanan. So there's a good chance that Rebbe Abba knew the answer to this question, but he went home. Mehavi Allah. What's the story? Tashma, Shalach Rabbi Elazar Lagola, Rabbi Elazar sent to the Golas, Horror Mayor, Rebbe Kirab Mayor, Bahak Rabbanan, Nami Ore, I'm sorry, Horror Rebbe Kirab Mayor, Pelak Mayor, I Bak Rabbanan, Nami Ore, the old Pelak Rabbanan, Elah Shramina, Hadach Rita Shramina. This is last, and that's how you pass. Okay. Next, Mishnah. Very, like, Sodos, many Sodos right now, today and tomorrow. Shachat Meya Chayas B'makom Echad. Let's say he shacked 100 head of deer in one spot. So Kitzli Echad L'Kula. One Kitzli to everybody. Meya Ofos B'makom Echad. 100 birds at one sitting. Again, Kitzli Echad L'Kula. Right? Why did the Mishnah break it up into two statements? Let's say one sitting. The answer is, giving you a heads up, I would have thought that Shochet Meya Chaya B'makom Echad, the first opening line, is a big yevah. Why? Very difficult to shack 100 head of deer or other chayas in one day. Why? Because you have a very good chance that you're going to have traces, shilohs, they're going to come up. By birds, unlikely they're going to come up. Very unlikely. So by birds, it doesn't say Shochet Meya, it just says Meya Ofer. Why? Because by birds, there's like no reason not to do it. By animals, you should be more cautious. Why? Well, something's going to come up. Childless. By birds, what kind of child are there? The little birds. Unlikely to be childless. But by chayas, you're saying that if you're the avid loss. If you did it, I'm going to do it. You got away with it this day. One kitzi adam. By birds, you can go ahead and do
Okay, interesting. Now,
100, either one. We're going to get to it. Exactly. Chayav or Ope Makom Echad, if you do them both together, it's a machlokas. Now it's a machlokas. Kisi Echad Lekulon. If you go to Omer, no. Shachar Chayi Chasena, Bechar Chayi Shchor Eta Ope. Okay? Tadaravana. Chaya, that's the word Chaya, the Torah. Kol Mashma Chaya. Bein Meruba, Bein Mueta. Mashma Lot, Mashma Little. Ope. It says Ope in the Torah. Kol Mashma Ope. Bein Meruba, Bein Mueta. Mikan Amru. Here we see. Shachad Meya Chayat Makom Echad Kisi Echad Lekulon. Meya Ovav Makom Echad Kisi Echad Lekulon. Chayav Ovav Makom Echad Kisi Echad Lekulon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shachad Chayi Chasena V'yachar Yishchad Esa Ov Shneimar Chaya O O. Right? So it says Rabbi Yehuda did not have to do it together. It says, oh, Amru Lo Harei Omer Ki Kol Nefesh Shkol Baser of Damo Nasehu. Right? Which means you can do it all together. Ma'ika Mahadule Hachika. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yehuda said, Shachat Chaya Yechatena, V'yachakak Yishchad Esa Ov, Shinemar Chaya O-O.
So it says O-O, you can't do Kisetam, one Kisetam for Chaya and O, it's got to be separated.
Amrulo, they reply back, Harei Omer, it says, Ki Nefesh Kol Basar Dama B'Nashahu.
What kind of answer is that? What kind of answer is that?
So, Amai Ka Mahadrule, what kind of answer is that? Hachika Amrule Rabbana, Chai O, Miboyle Lechalik. Isn't O l'chalek? For Yehuda, l'chalek midamo nafka. He learns the word l'chalek from something else, from the word damo. For Rabbanon, damo tuva mashma. The word damo implies many. Dichtiv, ki nefesh kol basar damo b'nafshahu. Okay. Next. We have 5 minutes, 25 minutes worth of Gemara. Am Rabbi Chanina, modahoy Rabbi Yehuda, le'inyin bracha,
Rabbi Yehuda held that if you do a Chaya and a Behema together, you have to do Kisi Adam separately. However, he agreed only one bracha.
Which bracha are we talking about? She'ena Mubarak el bracha ach. Says Rashi, bracha al hashchita. One bracha on the shchita. In other words, you're going to make a bracha on shchita, you're going to shech the Chaya, you're going to do Kisi Adam. Correct. You're going to shech the Behema, I'm sorry, you're going to shech the chat an oath now, not make a bracha on that, and then kuduki says that, right? Amalei Ravina Lerav Acha Breid Rava, Amalei Lerav Acha Breid Rava Lerav Ashi, Maishna Metalmidei Derav. How is this different than the story of Rav? The Rav Baruna of Rav Chananel, Talmidei Derav Havei. These two Talmidim of Rav were sitting, Havei Yasi V'Sudasa, and they were sitting in the Suda. Karm Alai Rav Yehi V'Saba, and Rav Yehi V'Saba was the waiter. And Amrulei, Hav Levarech. They told the waiter, bring us out the benchers, we're going to bench. We're going to bench. What? Bring us a cup of wine, because we're going to bench. Hazer Amrulei, Hav Lishni. Then they said, oh, now we're not benching, now we're not ready to bench now, we're going to keep on drinking. Bring us, no, don't bring the benchers. Leave the benchers by the table. Don't bring the benchers. Amrulei, Rav Yevetava, Hach Yomarav. Wait a minute.
So the waiter turns to them, the only thing that can't happen in Israel.
The waiter turns to them and tells them, what are you doing? Hachi Amar Rav, Kevin to Amar Hav Livrech, once you say we're starting to bench, it's your late Mishti Chamra. You're no longer allowed to drink. Tosis points out,
you're no longer allowed to drink unless you make another bar for your guffin.
Not us to drink. You have to make a new bar for your guffin. You said, right, look at the Tosis, also, Kirish Prakuntris, Vachain, Rebbeinu Chananel, Im lo shivarchu bor priya gafen. Then you're not allowed to drink. Avol im avol ayude baruch brichas bor priya gafen. Shari lo mishpe kara brichas amotas. Then you're allowed to drink before benching. It's only if you don't make a new bracha. That's what he meant to say. Right? So what do you see? Once you start doing another mitzvah, once you start getting ready to bench, you said we're going to bench. Then you change your mind. That's too late. You have to take a new bracha. Hachanami. Kevon the itpalei kisui. Once you're busy with Kisi Adam, you shech the Chaya. Now you're busy with Kisi Adam of the Chaya. A Chayav lay lebracha. You should be Chayav a new bracha. How come you're not Chayav a new bracha? How come, you hear the question? Is it a separate mitzvah? We're not sure. Why? What? The question is, yes, a separate mitzvah.
Exactly. It's a separate mitzvah. There's, by the way, there is no mitzvah of shechita. It's not a mitzvah. It's a matir, whatever it is. His question was,
you have wine.
No, you're sitting at a Suda. Let's bench. Once you say let's bench, you can't drink wine anymore. Okay, new brother. We're benching now. The meal is now over. What are we doing? We're benching. Now you change your mind, you have to make a new brother. Back on the table, make it to Adam. You're doing shechita now. No, you stop doing shechita. You stop doing shechita. Correct. Now someone brings you another. That brings you animal number two. So everyone agreed. You don't want to make a new bracha on shechita than animal number two. Why not? Start a new thing now. Start a new animal. You have 200 animals, Ted. Your job. So they bring you animal number one. You make a bracha in the morning. I'm doing a bracha. I'll miss a shechita. You shech the animal. You do kitzi adam. Now they bring you another animal. Do you make another bracha? No. Why not? You stop your shechita to do kitzi adam. Now you do back to shechita. You should make a new bracha. Just like my wine. Same story. Listen to the Gemara's answer. Listen to the Gemara's answer. Hachi hashta? How could you compare? Hasam mishitsa uberuche behazit adilo esha. It's impossible for you to be drinking wine and making a bracha at the same time. Birchas amazon, it's impossible. Hacha, efshar deshachit b'chada, umachasit b'chada. Nah, I can do kitzi adam with one hand and do the shechita the next hand with the other hand. So there's no hes b'chada. That's the answer. It's the Gemara's answer. That's the Gemara's answer. Now, 1 minute. 1 minute. Don't go anywhere. Says Tosfos, let's say you're in the middle of a meal, and someone says, you know, running out of time, mincha's almost over. Alright, we'll run to mincha, we'll daven mincha, and then we'll come back and finish the meal. 1 minute. You can't eat while you're davening mincha. Now let's do that. And then you come back, you have to make a new bracha. According to this, you should. We do that all the time. Says Tosfos, you don't have to. What? Of course that's a chadat. That's not that. 1 second. 1 second. Hesach hadat is not the criteria. The criteria was if you can do both at the same time. That's the Gemara answer. Not hesach doesn't do hesach hadat. Can you do both at the same time? Just talk to us. You're eating a meal. And you should like it. You stop to make a bracha. But now I have to make a new bracha? Because I can't eat and make a bracha at the same time? Right? You hear that? Is that possible? It's not possible. You hear that? We'll do it tomorrow. All right, we'll do it tomorrow. That's top tosas. We'll do it tomorrow. Top tosas tomorrow. We'll do that, and then we'll go on to the new stuff. Fascinating daf tomorrow. Absolutely fascinating daf tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.